Kia ora, hello there. This is Marianne, host of Walking the Shadowlands. It's definitely not a ghost, and it's not a UFO, but it is Too Many Podcasts with Jim the Podcast Sherpa.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, he's your host, Jim, the Podcast Sherpa.
Hello, all you rebels of the Sherpalution, and welcome back to Too Many Podcasts. Episode 20. Wow, that went fast, didn't it? I would like to start off the show with a couple of pieces of good news. First piece of good news is we have a winner. A winner of what, you say? Don't you remember the There Will Be Chocolate contest? You know, when you had to make a screenshot of the show and post it on Instagram and tag me and tag Chocolate Johnny and tag Perfection Chocolates and tag a friend? Well, we have somebody who did that, and they became the winner. Nice and easy. And congratulations to our winner. They will be getting a $30 selection of chocolates from Perfection Chocolates in Sydney, Australia, courtesy of my friend John Capos, also known as Chocolate Johnny. That's piece of good news number one. For piece of good news number two, you may remember our previous podcast guest, Deanne Goodman, who hosts In Happier News. Just about a week ago, I got the good news that Deanne gave birth to her second daughter. Last I heard that mom and daughter are doing fine, so congratulations to Deanne and her whole family. And I saw a picture of the baby, and he's a little cutie, but no surprise there, right? Also, piece of good news number three. We are slowly moving in on 500 plays and downloads. Thank you very much. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, considering what some other podcasts get. But this still is a pretty new podcast, and we've still got to spread the word. And all my rebels of the Sherpalution, if you can all just tell one person, hey, check this podcast out, you know, then maybe we can build up our numbers even more. We are closing in on the first season finale, and then who knows what's going to be up for us for the second season. But we'll get to that when we get to that, right? And fourth piece of good news.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
That's right. Our fourth piece of good news is our guest today. And I listened to a podcast called Behind the Bastards with Robert Evans. He's a writer. I really enjoy it. And whenever they come back from a commercial break, they say very loudly, "We're back!" Now I can say, "She's back." And boy, am I glad that she's back. She's definitely one of my favorite podcasters. And she's been on before, so this is the first return visit of one of my guests, and I'm really glad that it is this guest. But before we speak to this guest, just want to remind you that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible, and you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There's over 180,000 titles you can choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So, like I said before, she's back. Let's go down to the Sherpa Chalet conference room and see what she has to say. And who is it? Hey, everybody. You know, if you've visited my website lately, you'll see that there's a little bit of an introduction on the page. And I think it's also on my Facebook page, too, where I actually mentioned that I want my 20th episode to be different from my first episode. And this actually happens to be my 20th episode. And I was just thinking about the progress that I've made. And in the meantime, I've improved the sound, got a voiceover guy, starting to pick up a little bit of a following on social media. Small, but we need more people. But, you know, if you're listening, come on along. And the funny thing is that hasn't changed is my guest from my first show is tonight's guest from my 20th show. And I am so glad that she's here because she's one of my favorite podcasters. And she's going to have a new project that she's going to talk about tonight. So without any further ado, as I always call her, let's welcome the always wonderful Allison Sharp. Allison, how you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for having me back, Jim. I love the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm a big fan of your show, too.
Thanks.
So a couple of months have passed since we first spoke. So yes. Why don't you fill us in as to what you've been up to in that time?
Oh, my gosh. It seems like so much has happened in such a short time. So let's see. Since you and I last talked, so I'm still working on my podcast, but it's coming to a season end because I think I have two more episodes that I'm going to record, and then I'm going to put it on pause for a little bit because I've decided to focus more on my YouTube channel. The reason I'm doing that is because I talk about travel so much, I like to show pictures and videos, and I think it's just a lot easier for people to be able to see what I'm talking about and when I talk about food and travel and stuff like that. So So I'm transitioning more over to the YouTube side, and I'm also doing travel coaching full time, and I'm going to be putting out a course and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm sure we'll talk about it, but that's basically what I've been doing.
Oh, wow. You've definitely been a busy bee.
Yes.
You know, I was just telling Allison earlier that I was watching some of her videos on her YouTube channel, and I didn't realize this was from a trip that she took last year, but the visual element for your show definitely lends itself. You know, it's like you said, you know, because it's travel and you want people to see, this is what I'm seeing. You know, do you want to come and see this? This is what it's going to look like, you know? Mm-hmm. And even when you had that pizza in Italy, it made me hungry.
Definitely. That pizza was awesome. I think I still love the podcast. I have had a lot of my audience on the podcast say that it's great for their imagination. Like they feel like they're traveling with me and they can picture it for themselves. So I do like the element of the podcast. But as you know, trying to do too many projects at once, it could be like a burnout. So I was like, okay, where is my energy best spent? So for now I'm going to focus on YouTube, but I'll probably still do podcasting. But we'll see how much time I have to put into that.
Okay. So have you gone on any trips recently?
So I've been kind of staying stateside, although I'm pretty sure I'll be going to Puerto Rico later this year, which is still, you know, territory of the United States. But I went to Atlanta for a month, and it was amazing. It was awesome. It was wonderful.
That's great. I heard that Stone Mountain is really beautiful.
You know, I was going to go to Stone Mountain, but I didn't quite get up there. It was really interesting because in my mind, I thought Atlanta was a lot less expensive, but apparently it wasn't. So I bounced around a lot to different Airbnbs because I would find one, but they were already booked up for, you know, let's just say like a week, and I could maybe get 2 or 3 days in. So I ended up staying in 5 different areas of Atlanta over that month, which was a slightly annoying because I had to keep moving, but at the same time, it allowed me to see a lot of Atlanta, like a lot of different parts. So it actually worked out in my favor because I got to experience it, like different areas of Atlanta. So I really liked it.
So in the meantime, have you discovered any new exciting snacks?
Well, in terms of snacks, I mean, I still eat all the snacks, but when I was in Atlanta, I will tell you, there's this place called the Vortex. It's kind of like a bar restaurant. It's kind of grungy and they have like, you know, all these things on the wall, and they had this like amazing, like appetizer menu, and they have these tater tots and they have like cheese and gravy and like, oh man, it was like one of those foods that, you know, you should not be eating, but it was one of those things that you just really don't want to miss out on. So a friend of a friend took me there and she said, you have to have these tater tots. So if anyone's ever in Atlanta, go to the Vortex, and it was amazing tater tots.
Do they have a special name?
They probably do. And I should have probably looked that up before we got on this.
But it's okay.
Yeah. Their menu was pretty cool. They have like a huge, gigantic, like, burger. It's one of those places you would see on something like Man versus Food or whatever. They have like one of those challenges and stuff like that. So it was a pretty cool spot.
Yeah, lately my snack has been veggie straws. I don't know if you've seen those.
They're
pretty good. And I've been trying to drink cold. I'm probably going to say it wrong, and you probably can correct me on this. Kombucha? Is that how you say
kombucha?
It?
Kombucha. Yeah, I can't get down with kombucha. I tried it. It's, yeah, I know a lot of people do enjoy it. I'm not one of those people.
I'm trying to find the right flavor. That's my problem. I was like, oh, I like, you know, I saw something that was like mango and pineapple. I'm like, okay, I like both of those. And then I drink it and there was just like a really bad aftertaste that came with it. I was like, oh, what a letdown.
Yes, I think I did the same thing because I was like, that sounds refreshing. And then it wasn't refreshing. It was bitter.
Oh, well, I may have to give up on it soon if I don't find something that I enjoy with it. Yeah. A lot of those also have ginger in it too. And I'm like, yeah, not a relaxing drink if it's got ginger in it.
Yeah, not a fan of that, no.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the last time that you were on, there was something that I actually forgot to ask you. So I figured, what a perfect time to ask.
Sure.
You actually had a little bit of a career in the music business, right?
I did, yes. So when I was growing up, just as a little kid, I always wanted to be a singer. I actually wanted to be like Olivia Newton-John. I mean, that probably dates me, but, you know, she's like an older, but I watched Xanadu and Grease and I like always wanted to be a singer. So when I was 18, I moved out to LA to become a famous singer. Clearly that didn't happen. But at some point later on in my life, I did record a CD and it was great. It was very fulfilling for me. And once I did it, I realized I didn't want to do it as a career because it just... The industry to me was a little too shady and it just wasn't my cup of tea. So I really wanted to keep singing more as something I really loved and I didn't want to become jaded about it. So yeah, so it worked out.
And that's you singing in your podcast too, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it is me singing the podcast because I just wanted to have like kind of corny jingles. And I recorded that in a hotel room in Buenos Aires. I just had my little hand recorder and just made a bunch of tracks and blended them together. So yeah, that's me.
Okay. Well, the music industry's loss is the podcast industry's gain. So exactly. That's the way we got to look at it, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your YouTube channel and some of the other things that you've got going on.
Awesome.
So the YouTube channel is called Travel Snacks. So people can remember that. That's easy enough.
Yes, exactly. So it's kind of a companion to the podcast. So Travel Snacks podcast and then Travel Snacks YouTube channel. With the YouTube channel, so let me rewind a little bit. So with the podcast, I was really trying to make it lengthier, you know, 30 to 40 minutes, just kind of talking about my journey through South America. With the YouTube channel, I'm mixing it up. I'm talking about my travels, but I'm also talking about product reviews for travel, foods. I'm going to probably start branching out into like talking, like going to restaurants and trying appetizers and snacks and things like that. So it's going to be more of a variety. So it'll kind of allow people to, you know, join in the capacity that they enjoy. So it gives me a lot more to work with as well. So I'm just kind of doing a bunch of stuff with the YouTube channel.
That's great. And you said you were also travel coaching?
Yeah, so I'm helping people to plan their travel. So I'm not a travel agent in the sense that I book travel, but I find that a lot of people, they want to travel. But a common thing that I hear is people say, well, I would not know where to start. And I work with a lot of solo female travelers. And that's kind of a hard thing to wrap your mind around sometimes because you may not feel that you can do it. So I kind of coach people through mindset and then I help them to plan it so that they will know how to do that for themselves forever instead of doing it for them. So I kind of take the approach of everything you need is within you, but I can help guide you kind of like you with your being a Sherpa, a podcast Sherpa. I'm okay. Maybe a travel Sherpa.
Well, I would say that. That's fair. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
I know in the last show you mentioned that both of your sons have YouTube channels too. Are they going to be taking part in any of the production or the promotion of your show?
I don't know. So my older son, his channel is a football channel on YouTube. So he's really sports related. So we did do an interview, he and I together for my channel, because I'm going to start a series at some point called Snack Chat. So he and I did an episode, but I haven't published that one yet. So in that sense, you know, he'll be like one of my guests on there. My younger son, He is still doing YouTube, but he's branched out into, his channel's a music channel. So he's branched out into really focusing on his music. He's a rapper and a singer. And so he's really focusing on the music industry. So he's lightened his load with the YouTube. So he's pretty busy.
Okay. You know, I was thinking the other day, you know, with all the traveling that you've done all over the place, you know, you've obviously seen your share of airports. And I was curious, what are there any airports that kind of stick out in your mind wherever you travel that you really like going to or that you don't mind getting stuck in?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, what's interesting is I don't really, it's funny because I don't really focus on the airports, but I do focus on airlines. Okay. I think it's important. Like the memories that I have are mostly if I enjoyed an airline or not. So the airline I hate the most is Ryanair, which I know a lot of people share that sentiment because they're just terrible to work with. They're a very discount airline, but they treat people poorly. But one of the best airlines I've traveled with is Delta. And I used them for one of my international flights, and I wasn't really honestly expecting too much because it was a pretty inexpensive ticket, but they did it up. They gave you like, included, they gave you an eye mask, earbuds, blanket, pillow. They had like full on meals. They had snacks, which, you know, I'm all about the snacks. And they were super friendly and accommodating. So I was really like, okay, Delta, I see you. This is great. So I think it's always like the airline that sticks out to me and not so much the airport.
Yeah. I guess, you know, you relate to it because, you know, they're the ones who are getting you to your destination. The airport is just the destination that you're going to be getting your bags and walking right out of. So it's not like there's not a lot to judge about it, I guess.
Right. And you usually spend your time like at the gate of, you know, whatever airline you're going to fly on. So, you know, you kind of focus on talking to the attendant of that airline. So I think those are the, you know, the ways you kind of think about airline compared to airport.
Because this is a show about podcasts, you said earlier that you get a whole bunch of podcasts that you've been checking out. So what can you recommend to our listeners?
Oh, boy. Yes. So what's funny is as my podcast is ramping down for the season, I've been increased in listening to other podcasts. One of my favorite one is House of Carbs. They just talk about food, which clearly that, you know, is kind of in my same space. House of Carbs, that's a good one. Let's see. There's another show that I really enjoy called Conversations with People Who Hate Me. And it's a guy who has been in the spotlight. I think he had a YouTube channel at one point, but basically he like gets in touch with people that left like nasty comments, and he talks to them on his show. Like these are terrible comments, like not just, you know, mean, but just really like ugly comments. And he gets them on the show, and it's like a human conversation. Like, what, you know, what were you thinking when you were calling me terrible names? And then he has other people come on his show that have had kind of falling outs or disagreements with strangers. And so he kind of connects them, and they have like a human conversation. And it's actually very, it's like a wonderful thing because it's like two humans, you know, actually talking instead of just being ugly.
Sure.
And then the third last one, that I really enjoy, it's called The Truth, and they're little stories, like creative stories. They're kind of similar to like a Twilight Zone vibe. And they're just all, I think they're produced by the same guy, but they're all just different kind of thriller type stories or ones that really make you think. So that's another one that I really enjoy.
We always have that part of the show where I turn the mic over to you, and it's called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah. So I'd say the best way to kind of get in touch with me or, you know, just keep in touch is either on my website. It's allisonsharp.com. So Sharp is with the E at the end. And then my YouTube channel, which is Travel Snacks, and my Instagram is Travel Snacks _. So I'd say those are the main places to kind of follow and keep up with what I'm doing. And I'm going to be putting out a travel course. And then I'm also kind of, you're hearing it first, I'm planning on having a retreat in January. So it'll be a like a silent retreat slash way for people to reset and get out of the city. So it's probably going to be in the desert. And it's going to be a really exciting retreat. So there's a lot going on.
Wow. I hope you have some good snacks at the retreat at the very least.
Oh, you know I will, Jim. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It'll be exciting.
All righty. Well, Allison, I want to wish you all the best with the new YouTube channel. And it's, like I said to everybody, it's Travel Snacks. So be sure to check it out. And it was so nice to have you back on the show. You were my first repeat guest, too.
Oh, awesome.
So I think of anybody else that I'd rather have as my first repeat guest than you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really enjoy your show, and it's been great. And I was really glad that you asked me to come back, because I was just like, this is a cool thing. And like you said, this is a kind of a new thing for you as branching out to do different things. So I think that's awesome. To sure. Think of me and have me on the show. So thank you so much.
Ah, well, the pleasure is all mine. Trust me. Alrighty, Allison. Happy travels to wherever you go to next, and with all your upcoming ventures.
Thank
like
you
I said,
so
if there are more coming, you know where you can stop, right?
Yes, I'll be back when I have a lot more travels under my belt.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
I was just realizing the other day that I hadn't done a top 10 in a while for a Sherpa Suggestions. So I figured I'd bang out the top 10 iTunes podcasts. At number 10, it's Man in the Window. And that's a story about the Golden State Killer, one of the most prolific serial killers in the state of California. Number 9 is an NPR podcast called Hidden Brain, and that has to do a lot with psychology and how your brain works. Number 8 is Helen Gone. That is another crime drama that has to do with the suspicious death of a young girl at a party in Arkansas. Number 7 is called Cold, and that's another cold case which had to do with the disappearance of a woman and why the justice system failed to determine that her husband was her killer. At number 6, it's Mommy's Tell All. It's a woman podcast. This is where women talk about all things that are female related. Sorry guys, you'll have to sit this one out unless you want to have a better understanding of women. Number 5 is a fictional podcast. It's called Room 20, and it has to do with the sudden discovery of a man's identity who is in a hospital, and the podcast goes into the man's history. Number 4, well, we know he's usually at number 1, but that's okay, he's in the top 5. It's the Joe Rogan Experience. I think we talk about Joe Rogan all the time, and we know what his podcast is all about. Number 3 is called The Clearing, another true crime podcast in which a daughter realizes in her 40s that when she was a child that her father was a serial killer. This is based on a true story. Number 2 is called Crime Junkie, and that's a compilation of a lot of different types of crime stories, true crimes, serial killers, missing persons, etc., and so on. If you like those all sorts of stories like that, maybe this podcast is up your alley. And finally, number 1 this week is the Ron Burgundy podcast, and this is one of my favorite podcasts. It really is. I listen to it every week, and I find it hilarious. I saw the movie Anchorman, and it is the goofiest movie you will ever see. And Will Ferrell is just hilarious. He just makes me laugh all the time. And this podcast does not disappoint. You could just imagine the interviews that he's carrying on with his guests every week. And they're people that you know, too. They opened up with an interview with Senator Kamala Harris, and it was hilarious. It was just brilliant. So I know some people don't get Will Ferrell's sense of humor, but I love this podcast, and I highly recommend it if you definitely need a good laugh for the day. There's your top 10. Let's get back to the show. Thank you so much for stopping by the Sherpa Chalet for another week of Too Many Podcasts. And once again, a special thanks to the always wonderful Allison Sharp. Allison, best of luck to you with your new YouTube show, Travel Snacks. I know I'll be checking it out. I hope everybody else will be. You're really going to enjoy it. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media, on Facebook, or on Twitter. Oh, Twitter? What am I? Twitter? It's getting a little late here in the Sherpa Chalet. Oh, had too much happy juice. What was I saying? Yes, Twitter and Instagram. Yes, Instagram. And with Twitter and Instagram, you just look for me under Too Many Podcasts with the number 2 and not the word 2. But Facebook, you can find me with the word 2, T-O-O. You know, and speaking of that, I noticed the other day there is actually a website that says TooManyPodcasts.com. That is not me, believe it or not. I guess somebody started something up and then they never really managed to finish it. So if you're looking for the show, you're not going to find it there. But you can do a Google search. And I'm sure if you type in Too Many Podcasts with the exclamation point, you will see a listing for wherever it's playing. And, you know, we're on all of the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We're now on Podcoin, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, and there's a whole bunch of other ones in there too. If you check on our anchor.fm site, it actually has a listing of just about 90% of the apps that we are on if you want to listen to the show. So if you like the show, please, 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 I'm begging you, leave me a nice review on Apple Podcasts, a written review. Don't 5 stars. This way people know what to enjoy. Okay. Also on Stitcher.com and on iHeartRadio.com, you can also type in favorable reviews. And if there are things that you don't like on the show, that you don't like about the show, feel free to email me. You know, I mean, this is still pretty new for me, even though I've only been doing it for a few months. And I'm working week after week to try and do little improvements. And who knows what the future holds for the show. And you can also email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com if you have any complaints or even if you have any questions. Also, if you have any questions, you can also contact me through the voicemail section on Anchor FM. And you can leave me a question, and if you'd like, I can play it on the show if it's a really great question, and then we can just deal with it from there. But in the meantime, have a great week, and stay Sherpalicious, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalition! Viva la Sherpalition! Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?